I remember that we had to open up our suitcases.
Oh, yes, I'll never forget that.
They opened up all these tables.
Yes, there were all these big, long tables, like you would see, at a place where they were serving, and they would have us, and this is never, we never had any kind of security at all in this country. We would just walk through the line, and that was it. And here we were stopped and opened up of our briefcases or our luggage, and they wouldn't frisk us. I don't think they remember anybody frisking us.
Not at all.
But it was unbelievable. None of us knew what was really going on, other than the fact that we heard the news that the U.S. was attacked.
Right.
And the people in Norway were the nicest people, and they would come up to you and apologize and say how sorry they were, because they all have relatives in America. And it was amazing. Just an amazing experience. And I'm almost glad to refresh my recollection of that.
I'm glad I mentioned
time.
Do you guys remember the feel when you got back here? Kind of like how things had shifted?
I do not remember.
Well, I do. It was kind of scary. Everybody was a little bit terrified. And you were a little closer. We were, as Americans, we were all closer to each other after that. That's what I recall, that we were, there was a different feeling. We were, realized that we were part of we were Americans. And it was a horrible, horrible time in our, on our country, in our lives. But anyway, we got through it as a nation, as a people. But anyway, that was a very good thought, Anna, 9/11.
So he turned
and I remember taking trips, you know.
I'm trying to think of any.
It was never the same.